Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for April 24, 2026. Let's start with the markets. Tesla shares closed yesterday at $380.85, and as of this morning, TSLA is trading around $373.72, that's a decline of about 1.87%. The stock has pulled back from last week's highs near $400, as investors digest a busy week of earnings, product news, and some notable operational updates. On the earnings front, Tesla released its Q1 2026 financial results this week, posting a slight earnings beat. However, the numbers were flattered by one-time items including warranty credits and tariff refunds. Analysts noted Tesla pulled some levers to dress up its quarterly margins, raising questions about underlying profitability. In product news, a prototype of what appears to be the next-generation Model Y, internally called Model YL, was spotted on U.S. public roads for the first time. The sighting suggests Tesla is progressing toward a refresh or new variant of its best-selling SUV. Tesla also disclosed in a recent 10Q filing that it quietly acquired an AI hardware company for approximately $2 billion. The deal signals Tesla's continued aggressive investment in AI infrastructure to support its self-driving and robotics ambitions. On the robotaxi front, Tesla confirmed Cybercab production has officially begun, though it is currently capped at 2,500 vehicles pending NHTSA approval for unsupervised autonomous driving. Separately, Tesla indicated its robotaxi launch will be pushed back in at least 5 U.S. cities, as regulatory hurdles remain unresolved. Also significant, Tesla is planning to build dedicated factories to retrofit millions of HW3-equipped vehicles. These are cars Tesla previously promised would be capable of full self-driving, but the hardware cannot support the feature. The scale and cost of this retrofit program are substantial. In hardware news, Tesla announced an HW4 Plus upgrade with doubled memory. The company faces questions about whether HW4 vehicles will eventually face the same retrofit situation as HW3, a concern not yet addressed. And on Elon Musk's personal timeline, the Tesla Roadster unveil has been pushed back yet again, with Musk saying it may arrive maybe in a month or so. Given the pattern of delays, investors are skeptical. Looking ahead, the next major catalysts will be progress on unsupervised FSD regulatory approvals, more details on the Model YL rollout, and updates on Optimus robot production at Fremont. The Q1 beat may provide short-term reassurance, but operational challenges, retrofits, robotaxi delays, and hardware limitations remain significant headwinds. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.